This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. GLP-1 weight loss drugs reduce breast cancer risk by 17% in largest study to date. Editorially reviewed by Proffer, Georgi Pikakadze, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence GLP-1 receptor agonists, the class of medications that include semaglutide, Ozempic, Wegovy, and liraglutide Saxenda, may reduce breast cancer risk by 17% among women with obesity or diabetes, according to new research presented at the 2026 annual meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncology, ASCO. The findings, drawn from analysis of over 2.3 million patient records, represent the largest population study to examine cancer outcomes with these increasingly prescribed medications. Key takeaways: GLP-1 drugs reduced breast cancer incidence by 70% in a study of 2.3 million women with obesity or diabetes. Cancer mortality decreased by 24% among breast cancer patients using these medications. Benefits appeared strongest in postmenopausal women and those with BMI over 35. Study at a glance 7% reduction in breast cancer risk among women using GLP-1 medications versus standard care GLP-1 drugs show protective effect against breast cancer risk reduction and mortality. Benefits by patient subgroup: cancer mortality reduction 24% over overall cancer risk reduction 17%. Benefit in BMI 35 group root sense. Source: ASCO 2026 Annual Meeting Medical Journal News. Landmark analysis reveals cancer protection. The research, led by Dr. Jennifer Martinez at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, analyzed electronic health records from the Optum Clinformatics database spanning 2018 to 2024. Women prescribed GLP-1 receptor agonists showed a statistically significant 17% reduction in breast cancer incidence compared to those receiving standard diabetes or obesity treatments. This represents the most comprehensive real-world evidence to date, suggesting these medications may have anti-cancer properties beyond their established metabolic benefits, Dr. Martinez stated during her ASCO presentation. The study controlled for age, BMI, family history, and other cancer risk factors. The protective effect appeared most pronounced among postmenopausal women, 22% risk reduction, and those with severe obesity, defined as BMI greater than 35 kilograms per square, 21% risk reduction. For more related research developments, see our new studies section. Mortality benefits among cancer patients. Among the 18,472 women who developed breast cancer during the study period, those who had been using GLP-1 medications showed a 24% reduction in cancer-related mortality over a median follow-up of 3.2 years. This survival advantage persisted even after adjusting for cancer stage at diagnosis and treatment received. Dr. Sarah Chen, an oncologist at Johns Hopkins Sidney Kimmel Comprehensive Cancer Center, who was not involved in the study, noted the findings align with emerging mechanistic research. GLP-1 receptors are expressed in breast tissue, and these medications may influence tumor growth through insulin-sensitizing effects and direct cellular pathways, she explained. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved several GLP-1 receptor agonists for diabetes management and weight loss, with prescriptions increasing 300% between 2020 and 2025, according to healthcare analytics firm IQVIA. Mechanisms behind cancer protection. GLP-1 receptor agonists work by mimicking the incretin hormone GLP-1, which regulates blood sugar and slows gastric emptying. However, researchers believe their potential anti-cancer effects extend beyond glucose control. Laboratory studies have shown these drugs may reduce inflammation, improve insulin sensitivity, and directly inhibit cancer cell proliferation. Dr. Lisa Wong, an endocrinologist at the Mayo Clinic, emphasized that obesity itself is a known risk factor for breast cancer, particularly in postmenopausal women. The cancer protection we're seeing may result from both weight loss and independent molecular mechanisms, she noted. Additional research presented at ASCO 2026 suggested similar protective effects against colorectal and endometrial cancers, though these studies involve smaller patient populations. Our clinical updates section covers the latest treatment developments, clinical implications, and future research. While promising, Experts caution that these observational findings require validation through randomized controlled trials before cancer prevention can be considered an indication for GLP-1 therapy. The National Institutes of Health announced plans for a dedicated cancer prevention trial expected to begin enrollment in late 2026. Cost and access remain significant barriers, with monthly treatment costs ranging from $800 to $1,200 for newer formulations. Insurance coverage for obesity treatment varies widely, though recent Medicare policy changes have expanded access for certain patient populations. Dr. Martinez emphasized that the cancer benefits, while encouraging, should not be the primary reason for prescribing these medications. These drugs should continue to be used for their proven indications. Diabetes management and clinically significant weight loss in appropriate patients, she stated. Women using GLP-1 receptor agonists showed a 17% reduction in breast cancer incidence and 24% lower cancer mortality compared to standard care patients over 3.2 years of follow-up. Dr. Jennifer Martinez, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, ASCO 2026. What this means for patients: women with obesity or diabetes using GLP-1 medications may experience additional cancer protection benefits, though these drugs should only be used under medical supervision for approved indications. For clinicians, consider discussing potential cancer risk reduction when counseling appropriate patients about GLP-1 therapy, while emphasizing established metabolic benefits remain the primary indication. For policymakers, emerging cancer prevention data may inform future coverage decisions and clinical guidelines, though randomized trial evidence is needed before formal recommendations. Frequently asked question: should I start GLP-1 medications solely for cancer prevention? No, these medications should only be prescribed for their established indications, type 2 diabetes management, or clinically significant weight loss in patients with obesity. The cancer findings, while promising, require validation through randomized trials. How long do patients need to use GLP-1 drugs to see cancer benefits? The ASCO study showed protective effects emerging after approximately 18 months of treatment. However, optimal duration for cancer prevention has not been established, and individual patient factors vary significantly. Are all GLP-1 medications equally protective against cancer? The study included multiple GLP-1 receptor agonists, including semaglutide, liraglutide, and dulaglutide, with similar protective effects observed across different medications in this drug class. The convergence of obesity medicine and cancer prevention represents a promising frontier in preventive healthcare. As longer-term data becomes available and dedicated cancer prevention trials report results, clinicians and patients will gain clearer guidance on the role of GLP-1 therapy in comprehensive health management strategies. Source: weight loss drugs may reduce breast cancer risk and mortality, new studies suggest,